To me, I love to get into intuition. It gives me the feeling of magic and wonder in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Intuition, quick and ready insight. I like to get quick and ready insight when I am interested in any topic, in any thought, or in any area of my life. I'm not going into meditation. I'm just getting that quick and ready insight that tells me what's going on. It tells me what things are happening in my life. It tells me what things are important for me. It's an awareness without rationalizing anything. I don't have to have an education to know what's going on. I just have an illumination, an intuition. And that intuition says, hey, this is what I should do. Or it doesn't even say, hey. It just say, the only thing for me to do is this. There's no discussion. There's no thought about it. There's no rationalization. The only thing that I am concerned with is, this is what I'm going to do. And then I go and do it. So I'm walking by the book table in a store, and they are selling books on various things. And I'm just walking by, and intuitively I reach down and pick up one volume and look at the headline of the volume, the title of the volume, and it says, Inner Awareness. And I think, hey, that looks interesting. And I open it up at random. And I read the page and it says, Inner Awareness is the joy of life because it makes us feel that we are all-knowing, that we are wise, and that we are wonderful, and that all things are good. And I say, hey, I like that idea. And I flip open randomly to another page, maybe 50 pages back or 100 more, and it says, when you have intuition, you are trained as a master in the art of always being intuitive. And I thought, wow, that's kind of a definite, wonderful statement. That sounds good, but sounds a little improbable. So I flip back a few more pages. And then it says, you have been reading all about intuition now, and you've been gaining insights into intuition. Now, the way to practice intuition is to just take your first thought and act upon it at all times. And when you act upon your first thought at all times, you will be acting upon your intuition, and you will be revealing who you are. And I think, wow, this book is just like me. That's great. So I turn to the last couple pages. And then as I look on the last couple pages, it says, you have learned how to listen to your first thought and act upon it. And your first thought is your intuition, and your first thought is your reality. The first thought is all that matters in your life. And having trained yourself now in this art, you can go through any experience of your life and experience wholeness, happiness, harmony, peace, right action, truth, all that is good and all that is beautiful. And I think to myself, gee, should I buy that book and read it? And I say, it says exactly what I think. It says exactly what I feel. It says exactly what I am. And then I set the book down, and I look, and there's another book. And the book says, Wealth. And I think that's a nice idea. And I open the first introductory chapter of the book, and it says, people are wealthy only as they think they're wealthy. They may have all the money in the world, but if they do not think they're wealthy, they're not wealthy. The only wealthy people in this world are people who think they are wealthy. We're going to spend time in this book studying how to think about being wealthy. And I put the book down, and I think, that's a nice book, too. That's a very intuitive book, a very wonderful book. Now, where did I get the idea to pick up this book or that book? Where did I get the thought to pick it up? And it was just an intuitive thought. It was my first thought. I acted on it, and then at random, I flipped through each of the books, and each of them gave me the total essence of what it was that I was interested in knowing. Now, am I so wise that I can do this with all things? Yes. Am I so wise that I can always know the right thing to say? Yes. Am I always wise enough to realize that I can intuitively respond to anything in my life and have a cogent answer about it, something intelligent, something responsible? Yes. Can I think about anything I want in my life and sometimes have a dumb answer? Yes. Hey, that doesn't seem to fit. Well, it seems, and that's the big word there, it seems to be a dumb answer because it's so irrational, illogical. It does not fit into the key of logic that we've had all of our life. You got to work for your living. You don't get something for nothing. And life is demanding that our thoughts are being pure and whole and perfect. And whenever our thoughts are not pure and whole and perfect, there's nothing you get around. You got to have your karma, and you got to pay your debt to society. You got to pay your debt to the world, to life, and to all experience. And there's no chance for salvation on these things. You're just in it. And you think, wow. Those are things that I have put into my thought system from a child on. Those are things that I have had in my world all of my life. And now the thought comes to me that it's not true. It does not have to be. Oh, I will correct myself there. It has to be if that is what my thought is going to be thought about. It does not have to be if I do not think on that. For whatever thoughts I think, that is the reality of my life. My life is my thought. My life is what I think about. My intuition is my first thought. And I'd like to have my first thought untainted by what worldly considerations would demand of me, untainted by other people's points of view or their experiences or even my own experiences. I am now having a brand new thought. The thought's always been there. It's not new insofar as it's just being created, but a different thought, a totally different thought, a totally different approach to life and to the magic of who and what I am. I want to train myself to be intuitive. I want to train myself to think my first thought. I want to train myself to be intuitive. I want to train myself to think my first thought. I want to train myself to be intuitive. I want to train myself to think my first thought. Wow. How can we do that? Thinking my first thought is intuition. It's a sparkling gem that sparkles in my mind, in my heart, in my eyes. And I say, I see now. Oh, I see. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And we can't explain it to other people. We can't tell people what it is we're thinking about, what it is that's going on in our brain, in our body, in our mind. We can't say it. It just happens. It's just there. But just imagine. Yes, just imagine. If you were to take definite time every day to train your thinking to think your first thought, to train your thinking to snap in on that first thought, just say, okay, door. What's my first thought about a door? A door is just a piece of wood, and it has a handle on it, and it's not in place. It's not in the framework of a house or a room. It's a door. A door, it's the entrance way into something. Now, all wisdom stands the door before all wisdom. How do I open the door of all wisdom? Does it have a lock? Does it have anything that keeps me from going in there? What is it that I can do? And you see, now I'm thinking. And I'm thinking many thoughts. But my first thought is the door. And is the door locked? Nope. Is the door on a house or a room? Nope. It's just a door standing there in the hardware store saying, here's a door for sale. What size door do you want? What dimensions do you want? This one is one that can be sawed. This one can be this or that. This is a standard size door, or this is a little larger than standard, or this is whatever. And what do I think? Intuitively, I say, that's the door I want. And I take it home, and it fits exactly in the space I want. Do I believe in myself? Have I trained myself to think my intuitive thought, to think my first thought, and act upon it with all my heart and soul and being? If I have, then my intuition, my first thought, my revelation of the truth within me on all levels of my being never stops. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. Like the ever-ready battery, it just keeps going and going and going, and how wonderful that is. So our thought, our first thought, keeps popping out and popping out and popping out and popping out if we will let it. If we will let it be our intuitive awareness and be very thankful that we do have that intuitive awareness and that it is our intuitive awareness and that we love that intuitive awareness. And then it is indeed our intuitive awareness. Do you want that intuitive awareness in your life? Do you want that intuitive awareness in your world? Do you want that intuitive awareness as your reality, as who you are? If you want that intuitive awareness as who you are, then you got it. And if you got it, then all is in divine order. And all works out beautifully, and all works out perfectly. Thinking these thoughts is really quite something. Knowing these thoughts is really quite something. Being these thoughts is really quite something. Do you want to be who you really are? Do you want to know who you really are? Do you want to have in your life all of the wisdom and all of the reality of who you are? Do you want that as part of who you really are? Do you? If you do, then all you have to do is say, I accept. And as you say, I accept, then your intuitive first thought pops into your head as it always was there, waiting for you to have accepted it, and all the other thoughts fall away. All the other thoughts are of no account, and the only thing that matters is the first thought. Today I begin my training again and again and again, accepting my first thought, being aware of my first thought, knowing my first thought, living my first thought, and having the time of my life. And that's what life is all about. Intuition and my first thought. I love you. I love you. I love you.